KLZ 560 presents ATX, Ask the Experts. The most informative hour of consumer-driven radio in Denver. ATX has assembled a team of professional experts to address life's most important concerns. The ATX authorities are all regarded as exceptional due to their experience, integrity, and unique insights. In 2003, Darren Foster was co-founder of American Liberty Mortgage in Denver. Since then, they've grown from 3 to more than 50 loan officers in 3 different states. Darren's success is the result of unparalleled commitment to his clients' objectives. Whether that means you're buying a home, refinancing, or considering a reverse mortgage, Darren will present the information you need to minimize your mortgage. We know you'll have questions, so save this number in your phone. 303-477-5600. Now, minimize your mortgage with Darren Foster on KLZ 560.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you. You are listening to ATX Ask the Experts. It's a call-in show here on 560 KLZ. The number is 303-477-5600. We've got a great show for you today. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage. My name's Darren Foster, one of the co-founders of American Liberty Mortgage. In my direct line, if you want to have any questions about the show, after the show, or in general about lending, give me a call or text me at 303-946-3215. We are here. The purpose of this show is to inform, educate, and inspire you in on your real estate and mortgage purchases, mortgage transactions, whether it's refinancing or purchasing. And we're really wanting to bring to you industry experts that we can sit down and have a conversation with and invite you to learn more about the real estate process here in the Denver metro area and the Front Range in general. And today we've got an excellent guest for you that I think that you will probably recognize the name of and maybe the voice of, but we're excited to have Barry Miller in studio. Barry, nice to have you.
It's great being here, Darren. Always good being with you. I like what is said about you. Unparalleled commitment. That's why we're here. So happy to be a guest with you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and all our listeners.
That's right. The main thing that we're about at American Liberty Mortgage, and me in particular, is minimizing the hassle, minimizing the cost, and minimizing your mortgage so that you can maximize the benefit of your home and real estate experience. And that, I know, also plays into what you do, Barry, with your clients as well.
Very much so. I mean, you and I are in the broader industry of real estate and banking. You're in the banking side. I'm more in the real estate brokerage side. But my gosh, what hassles people go through when they don't need to. They go through these hassles as consumers, as loan borrowers, as home buyers, home sellers, mostly because they didn't do a little bit of research. They didn't listen to Ask the Experts. They didn't find out that, you know what? All companies are not the same.
Very true. And you touched on a point there that I'm going to get to a little later when we talk about our couple tips or pointers that we're going to go through that I think are critical, that people can control a large part of the process themselves and be in control of the process. And I think that you advocate that very well to your clients.
Well, and consumers want that. Sometimes they're afraid. They say, oh, but the lender knows everything. And they just succumb to the lenders. And then the lenders, too many of them, take advantage of the consumers. Not so in your company. Not so with buyers and sellers with our company. But to take the hassles out is doable. All that has to happen is the owners of the company, all the loan officers, all the buyer agents, all the seller agents have to have that same mentality. You know what? I am not a happy lender. I am not a happy real estate agent until and unless they are happy. And who are they? The all-important they? The consumer, the buyer or the seller, the borrower or the seller.
Absolutely right, Barry. I mean, the lender, the real estate agent, and the buyer, borrower have to all be on the same page and all have to be satisfied and happy at the end of the transaction in order for it to be a success.
Absolutely.
That's really key. Now, I know that one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on today was because of recent development that you had. You're starting a new company.
We are.
And I want you to tell me a little bit about that, or tell the listeners a little bit about that. It's you're really planting the flag on consumer-centric real estate, and I want to understand a little bit more about how that works.
Well, let's say the words again, consumer-centric real estate. That could be one word or hyphenated, two words together, one word, two word, consumer centricity. Consumers at the center of the process. Basically, Darren, it comes down to this. I've been in the business over 35 years. 35 years ago, I was fully aware of how to spell the word commission. My pay was commission. I couldn't do the three-letter word. Couldn't call it pay anymore. I got into individual sales, had to call it commission. We all are taught how to spell that word and how to make commissions. What no one is taught back then, and few now, is how to spell the word consumer. Consumer. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't spell it on the air because some realtors and agents might be listening, and then they'll figure out how to spell it. It is simple if you're a consumer, but it's not simple if you're one of those trained, skilled experts, be they a loan officer, but in this case, a buyer agent or a seller agent, who all they know how to do is chase commissions. That's wrong. To chase commissions is not the American way. That is not capitalism. That is greed. That is greed. And we're anything but that. So 30 years ago, I saw buyers had no representation. So we set out on a 25-year plan. We accomplished the 25-year plan in about 20, where now home buyers have representation. But thanks to radio show, this radio show, and consumers and listeners, they said, Barry, you know what? You're having this summit for consumers. Are you aware that sellers aren't getting attention? And I kind of shirked. I said, oh, come on. I've been representing buyers as a special. Well, they convinced me. It took them 6 months, over 100 people, and my business partner, over a year and a half for him. And I said, you know what? We've got to change the way real estate is practiced. Yet again, brought in buyer representation, fine. Now we have to take buyer and seller representation and make it consumer-centric. It's working. Consumers fall into it quickly because they said, that's what we wanted 20 years ago. That's what we wanted 30 years ago. That's what we wanted 2 years ago. Where were you last month? Well, now people could find consumer-oriented, consumers at the centerpiece of real estate at Miller Stanley Real Estate.
And how could they reach you? How could they find you?
Yeah, thanks for that. I mean, I'm not bashful about our number. It's an our direct number, my direct number is the easiest for now. We're growing. We're looking for agents. Maybe some listeners would be interested in being with such a company. Call the same number, 303-888-3788. Pretty easy number to remember, 303-888-3788. And we listen. We have much more training on how to listen and be a good listener, not just because we have two ears versus one mouth. That holds true. But you know what? Consumer-oriented real estate agents are good listeners. And that's one of the biggest complaints that traditional agents have. Oh, they didn't listen to me.
I think that happens a lot with people. And I think there's anybody that's purchased a home in the past probably has an experience that they could relate or share. They understand how the typical agent does business. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because you have a totally different approach. And I know that it can sound trite to say, oh, I'm consumer focused. There's probably not any company in the world that doesn't say we put our consumer first, but you do. You take it to another level. It's not just a slogan on your business.
Thank you for that, because it's tough to say we are consumer centric. It's tough to say that, but that doesn't mean anything, because the consumers hear that all the time. So we have to get into, well, what does that mean? And then we have to have the meaningful. Let's start with, can I start with the big one? Darren, how many, is that okay?
Oh, perfect. Go right ahead.
Are real estate commissions negotiable? When you ask 100 consumers that question, and you could pick out 100 people who are thinking about buying, another 100 people who are thinking about selling their home, Are the real estate commissions negotiable? 98 out of the 100 buyers, 98 out of the 100 sellers, consumers will say, oh, no, no, they're not negotiable. They're fixed by somebody or something. And we asked the consumers then. We've surveyed way over 500 consumers on this, way over 1,000 consumers in the last 5 years. But in any case, the consumer said, yeah, well, the real estate agent said commissions aren't negotiable. They are negotiable, 100% negotiable by law. And that's the way it is. So let's start with that. Consumer-oriented real estate companies are really upfront about, oh, by the way, we don't have one set commission that works for all policies for sellers and a different policy, but one policy for buyers. Yeah, come on, it's 2016. That's what begins to separate a consumer-oriented, consumer-centric real estate company from what we call normal, ordinary, traditional real estate companies. May I emphasize normal, ordinary, and traditional, and make that into an acronym? That's NOT, ladies and gentlemen.
That's excellent, Barry. So I really heard two planks in there. First of all, for this consumer-centric real estate, the first one is listening.
Yeah, big.
Truly listen to what the
and
consumer
care.
Needs.
Listening leads to caring.
It has
Sorry,
to be
go
a sincere
together.
Level of
yes,
listening.
Yes, sincere.
And the second level is the opportunity to negotiate commissions. If you have a different level of service that is required on a particular transaction or less of a service that's required on a particular transaction, you have the ability to negotiate that commission. Is that what one of the...
Absolutely. This is 2016. The word interactive should come into play here. If a buyer is going to do a whole lot of the work, like researching on the internet, by the way, the best place to research in Denver Metro and up and down the Front Range is recolorado.com. If a consumer is going to spend their time, their valuable time, doing research so we don't have to do as much research, by the way, they've cut back the amount of research we have to do by a third. Let's see, do we now spend fewer hours researching? Yes. Should we take lower commissions because we're spending less time automatically across the board? Our company answer is yes. And therefore, with buyers, we have lower commissions, even flat fees for buyers. Interpersonal, interactive commission structure is the only way to be in 2016. I don't mind saying this on air, and I'll say this publicly at any realtor meeting anywhere, anytime, at the Colorado Association, at my own Aurora Association, Denver Metro, anybody. If your commissions are not full of opportunities, options for consumers, you are way behind the internet information age.
So more of an a la carte type scenario.
A la carte to meet the consumer's wants and needs and market conditions.
Very interesting. Now, we just have a couple minutes here before our break.
You bet.
I want you, why you've been working on this for a while. Obviously, there's you've had a year and a half of correspondence with consumers and people begging you to start this. Why now? Why take the impetus now to start this new company?
I am a practical guy. And I'm a businessman, and being ahead of a curve by 20 years is not a good thing. Nowadays, being ahead of a curve by 2 to 3 years is not necessarily good because the curve changes very quickly now. You know, curves in business took 25 years to change 100 years ago. Curves now take about 2.5 years to change. So the dynamics of business are different in 2016 than they were 100 years ago. But now, 2016, yes, consumers were putting the pressure on, but they were telling me how they were being hurt. And I said, we got to do something about this, got to do something about this. And it's inside me. I don't apologize for it. It's a part of me. I said, okay, they're reason enough. But when we studied the industry, we found out that lo and behold, no one's doing it. No one's doing it. There have been 28 new companies that I studied in the last 2 years. Not one of them in residential real estate had any emphasis on the consumer any more than any other normal, ordinary, traditional company. I said, you know what? No one's doing this. I'm not going to wait. We're going to do it. We're going to lead the industry. And now I find out that the industry is beginning to whisper the words, hey, at the national level, at the Realtor organization, we should be learning how to say consumer-centric. Now, they're now saying we should learn how to say consumer-centric. They're years behind, but they're catching up, and that's a good thing. We're going to lead the way and bring on the right Realtors who know how important consumers are and say, now is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait any longer.
I think the timing is excellent. I'm glad you're doing it now. And we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we've got some other questions for you, and we'll dive into that. You're listening to ATX Ask the Expert. This is Minimize Your Mortgage with Darren Foster, 303-946-3215.
KLZ 560.
At some point in your life, the thought of being a real estate agent has probably at least crossed your mind. There's a lot of money to be made, and the agents at Miller Stanley Real Estate are part of the most innovative, consumer-centric team in the state, and you could be a part of it. Miller Stanley is currently searching for self-motivated individuals who thrive on leadership. Because Miller Stanley is the leader in the new real estate movement across America. Find out if you're a candidate to become a real estate sales agent or sales assistant by calling or texting Barry Miller at 303-888-3788 to set up a confidential conversation concerning your future. And here's the best part. You don't even need to be licensed yet. Miller Stanley is specifically searching for agents with 3 years or less in the real estate industry. They provide the training, and for the right people, they'll help you get your license if hired. This just might be your life-changing phone call. 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. Call or text and join the industry leaders at Miller Stanley Real Estate Brokers. 303-888-3788. And your real estate gurus from Miller Stanley, Barry Miller and Larry Stanley will be live in studio tomorrow taking your calls and answering your questions about buying and selling real estate in Colorado. It's the Barry and Larry Real Estate Show every Tuesday afternoon from 2 until 3 p.m. during ATX. Now let's get back to Minimize Your Mortgage with Darren Foster. Here's the number to call with your mortgage questions, 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. This is Minimize Your Mortgage with Darren Foster on ATX, Ask the Experts.
All right, welcome back. We are in studio here with Barry Miller of Miller Stanley Real Estate. I am your host, Darren Foster, with American Liberty Mortgage. My number is 303-946-3215. Back to some questions for Barry here. Every day it seems like there's a new headline coming out, how hot the Denver real estate market is, how crazy it is. What's your view? What's your take on this marketplace right now?
It's the hottest market in the history of residential real estate in Denver Metro, Colorado. The hottest market we've ever seen has been this last year. Forget warm global warming and global cooling and the fact that warm records were set in 1,800 cities across the United States. Well, the residential real estate market did set one here in Denver this year. So at the end of the year, Darren, we have under 2,300 homes, single family homes for sale, where for a couple hours back in September, we hit 6,000. Normal is 20 plus thousand. We're at 2,300. That's a hot market because there's no inventory.
So you're saying we have almost a tenth of what we would typically have in this type of
market?
We have very,
very close to approximately a tenth of that. But more people are coming to Colorado. More people want to buy real estate. December saw more multiple offers in the month of December than probably any month did in any year prior to 5 years and earlier, prior to 2 years ago, any month in the history prior to 2 years ago, the month of December saw more multiple offers, more buyers not get homes in December because there's not enough inventory, and yet the buyers were still looking in December.
I heard an interview just before the holidays with Mayor Hancock, mayor of Denver.
You bet.
And he he stated that their plan is for 7,500. I think in 2015 there were 7,500 to 10,000 new residents that moved into the metro area, and his
per month.
No, for the year.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty tight. Okay. It's probably okay. Denver proper. Yeah. And he's planning on that for 2016, 2017, et cetera. And if you're talking, even if those are multifamily households moving in,
right.
That's not enough inventory just for the new people coming in, let alone new households here that are springing up.
It would be a bubble if it were only because of decreased inventory. That would only be one little economic factor. Say, well, if that's the only factor, isn't that a bubble? Yeah, that would qualify as a bubble. But it's far from the only economic. You look at the total circle of economics of what makes a community vibrant economically. Denver has it all. Low income. What's our unemployment rate in Colorado? Roughly 3.2%. What is it nationally? Roughly 5.5%. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Do people want to come to Colorado? Yes. Colorado ranked the fourth happiest state out of all the states. People are the happiest here because of three things. A study that an international group just completed and reported in late December. And because of education, homes, the home value, the single family home, education, and the job income that people could get in the Denver metro area. Now, Colorado is the state ranked highest, top four, and Denver ranked as one of the highest cities. Why? We have a solid economy that's continuing to grow in spite of what goes on in day-to-day stock market world.
A couple weeks ago on this show, we had Robert August sitting there and interviewed him, and he's in tune and has done years of development around the metro area.
Yes.
And his take was much the same as you, in that there really are fewer developments that are filling that need right now, and they're taking a little longer to get online than they have.
They are. And, you know, yeah, legislature could have a slap on the wrist and then some for not allowing more construction to take place. But that's a reality. And now the reality is people are coming to Denver.
So there doesn't seem to be a quick fix for this or a bubble that's going to burst.
No bubble. There is no economic bubble in the Denver marketplace. Now, 2016 versus 2015. Different reports, and I've read, I don't know, I think it's now exceeds 20 different local economic reports. How much did the average house go up last year? I've heard reports anywhere from 8 to 17%. Well, it depends what the definition of an average house is.
Sure.
Average condominium went up 17%. Average single family detached home went up 8 to 10 or 12%, depending on which geographic, how much of the Denver metro area did you include. Not to be funny here, but you could easily say on average, the average single family home went up 10% last year, and the condo went up over 15.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your take on it is much the same as mine, is that now is a wonderful time to buy if you haven't gotten into the market, if you're looking to trade up or do different things. It's an extraordinary time, especially with rates still at historic lows.
And, you know, every time I hear that, and from you, when you say it, I respect it because I know what's behind your words. You have the same mantra that we have at Miller Stanley Real Estate. Do not buy a new home or condo or townhome. Do not buy a new home until the benefits to you, the consumer, exceed the benefits to you, the consumer, of not buying.
Absolutely.
I know that's your mantra.
Yeah, and I'm glad you clarified that.
I want that clarified. That's
critical. You shouldn't buy just to buy or speculate on something. That is not what we're talking
about. Look, the real estate industry has a mantra. It's always the best time to buy.
Yeah.
That mantra is self-serving to the industry. I'm against that self-serving mantra. However, it will cost you. If you're thinking about buying and you're deciding to wait, it's going to cost you. Rates are going to go up. They are positioned to go up slowly, but the prices are going to go up more than slowly this year. Not as fast as last year, but still fast. More than 4 or 5% increase in a year is a fast-moving marketplace. We'll probably be double that this year.
Wow, that's great feedback. I know that you keep track of all that data, so that's why I wanted to get your take on it. A couple things before we depart today. What couple points that you can give consumers right off the top? I know one of them happens to be being able to negotiate.
Well, that's a big one. A big tip for you consumers, whether you're thinking about being a buyer or a seller, is to negotiate commissions up front. And if you're meeting with an agent who says, oh, our company policy doesn't allow it, just say, thank you very much. You know, you have a good company, I guess, and you're a good person, I really think, but we can't work with you. Commissions are negotiable. And but, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know how to figure out how to negotiate, contact us. We'll tell you. You could be going with somebody else. That's okay. We'll give you the tips on that. But also on the seller side, you really do not hire an agent unless they have nearly no commission for marketing. Ask them to break down the commission between marketing, negotiating, and everything else they do for you if you're a seller. Hear that? Ask your agent to break down their commission cost for marketing, their cost to you for negotiating, and the cost for everything else they do. On the marketing side itself, make sure you get a detailed marketing plan if your home isn't going to sell in the first week. Get a detailed marketing plan. Maybe it's one detail. We're going to put it on RE Colorado and it's going to sell in 4 days. That's not a marketing plan, ladies and gentlemen. That's a reason to lower the commissions. Use that reason to lower your cost because the agent's not working much at all. So there, that's one. On the buyer side, I say this, look for flat fees. Look for buyer agents who work on a flat fee so they don't get paid more commission if you pay a higher price.
That brings up the point that I wanted to make earlier in that one of the things that I get, I see all the time, or as a realtor or a buyer that calls up and says, what can I afford? Well, that's the wrong question to me.
Wrong question.
My question back to them is, what is your budget? If they don't have a budget, they don't know what they're looking for, then that realtor is going to guide them to the highest price property that they can find. You had a question?
No, I had a underlying comment for buyers, sellers, and also home borrowers. When they work with you, I know you provide this. Point out weaknesses as well as strengths. Top consumer-oriented service people, salespeople, point out weaknesses of any step in the process, your consumer process, point out weaknesses as well as strengths. So give Darren a call, give Barry a call. We're available anytime.
That's right. What is your number again, Barry?
303-888-3788. Would love to take your call.
And my number is 303-946-3215. This is Darren Foster with American Liberty Mortgage.
Thank you for listening to Minimize Your Mortgage with Darren Foster, presented by American Liberty Mortgage of Denver. To contact Mr. Foster, call 303-458-3778 or send an email to dfoster@almortgageinc.com. Minimize Your Mortgage with Darren Foster will return next Monday at 2:30 during ATX. Ask the experts on KLZ 560, The Source.